I'm bad news at four, Morena. I'm Vicky Mackay. Good morning. The head of the Catholic Church in New Zealand says the resignation of Palmerston North's bishop may spark a review of how bishops are vetted. Cardinal John Dew says the former bishop of Palmerston North, Charles Drennan, stood aside from his duties after a young woman complained of unacceptable behaviour of a sexual nature. The complaint was not about a sexual assault. Charles Drennan then resigned following an investigation. Observers say the bishop's removal is significant since the Catholic Church has long considered sexual relationships between clerics and adult women to be sinful, but not necessarily worthy of permanent sanction. Britain's government has indicated it could clarify its new Brexit offer after the EU called for fundamental changes. The UK said it would possibly submit further details on Monday. The EU said Britain's proposed alternative to the Irish backstop, which is aimed at avoiding a hard border on the island of Ireland, cannot be the basis for a legally binding treaty. Organisers of this year's annual Kereru count say an explosion in pest numbers means it'll be a few years before the bird's population increases again. New Zealand has reported seeing just over 14,000 kereru during this year's 10-day long count. That's down 5,000 on the previous count. The coordinator, Tony Stoddard, says a bumper spring fruit season will likely boost predator numbers just as birds prepare to breed. The Australian government's announced it will not extradite an Iranian scientist to the United States. 38-year-old Reza Debashi Kivi has returned home after being detained in Australia for 13 months. He was alleged to have exported to Iran high-tech American equipment for detecting stealth planes or missiles. His release coincides with Iran freeing two Australian travel bloggers, Jolie King and Mark Serkin, held in a Tehran jail for 3 months after flying a drone near military sites. Separately, a Melbourne academic, Kylie Moore Gilbert, remains serving a 10-year jail term for espionage. The police in India are protecting workers starting to cut down thousands of trees in a residential district of Mumbai. The area is known as the city's last green lung. The BBC's Ambarasan Itirajan reports.
Police failed to disperse angry protesters who had gathered to stop the Mumbai municipal authorities from cutting down the trees under the cover of darkness on Friday night. The High Court had earlier dismissed the police for the activists to protect over 2,000 trees of the Auri forest from being destroyed to make way for a new depot for metro trains. Environmental activists fear that the expansion will eventually clear the way for builders to encroach on a national park home to a small population of leopards.
In Barasan Itirajan, over 100 protesters have been detained so far. Whanganui's mayor says it's anyone's guess how long it will take to repair a damaged highway, and he's hoping for at least a temporary fix. State Highway 4 between Whanganui and Raitihi has collapsed along a 400-metre stretch. The mayor, Hamish McDowell, says there needs to be a short-term solution. At the Rugby World Cup, host Japan defeated Samoa 38-19. Effectively upending Samoa's quarterfinals chances. Japan scored 3 tries in the final 12 minutes of the 87-minute match for a bonus point win to top 4A. And England has marched into the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup with a 39-10 Pool C victory over an Argentinian team reduced to 14 men for more than an hour after Thomas Lavanini was red-carded for a shoulder charge. Meanwhile, Australia are at the top of Pool D after defeating Uruguay 45-10. And today, New Zealand will take